This week, the Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability heard testimonies from parents, carers and education union representatives in a series of public sessions in the northeastern Queensland city of Townsville. Some disability advocates have criticised the management of the commission, causing Justice Ronald Sackfield to accuse them of discouraging disabled people from giving evidence. Samantha Connor is one of Western Australia's leading disability advocates. She told The Wire's Jared McLaughlin that there are significant failings with how the commission is being run.
We fought really hard for a Royal Commission, and the first thing that really struck me was that there were no disabled people on the witness list, and that for a Royal Commission that promised to have disabled people at the centre of this Royal Commission, that was horrifying to me. And I think when people who are often regarded as perpetrators are given a voice before people who are survivors and victims in an inquiry, that's really telling and really says a lot about the power imbalances that we're facing.
Justice Rowan Sackfield made some very disconcerting and accusatory comments about some people who have been involved with the commission both inside and out, including making it out that they were discouraging people from wanting to participate and to give evidence to the commissioners. Do you agree at all with his statements?
I was appalled to see that that was his opening statement. And the statement was that there's one or two commentators whose contributions appear calculated discourage people from telling their stories and to increase their levels of anxiety. And we should be reflecting on that and bearing in mind the vulnerability of many people with disability. I was horrified that that statement was made because, you know, staying up all night and creating an alternative accessible website because theirs wasn't accessible doesn't strike me as the action of somebody who is making calculated moves to dissuade people from telling their stories. Craig Wallace is, you know, saying that he is personally boycotting the Royal Commission because of his feelings about the people who are involved in it, but he certainly hasn't been involved in telling other people to boycott it. And then he's been actively helping people to tell their stories and to prepare to tell their stories. I think that accusation and also painting us as commentators rather than people with disability and also as abuse survivors, you know, both Craig and I fit that category and saying, you know, we're talking about very vulnerable people. And I just wonder who he thinks the people are who are at the centre of this Royal Commission, you know, if it's not for people like us.
You have criticised the way the Royal Commission has been set up, including the inadequacies of trying to set up services and support initiatives for those who have been victimised or have been traumatised by incidents of abuse and neglect and exploitation and violence in the disability sector, as well as the state and territory educational institutions. And you actually found it quite distressing that they didn't set up the website properly, so you decided to redesign one yourself basically from scratch. What made you decide to create another website?
The thing that was really upsetting for me is that there are so many barriers in the way anyway for disabled people to be able to tell their stories. You know, we don't need barriers that are being created because of the ineptness of people who are creating this thing. So, you know, just having an accessible website and really accessible information so that people can tell their story is just, it's not a hard thing to do. We are already segregated, isolated and distanced from people. We're locked in jails, in sheltered workshops, in institutions, in group homes, and we don't have access to information as readily as people do. And then we also have extraordinary barriers because a lot of people are still under the control of their abusers. You know, the people who are supporting them are also the people who are abusing them. So not having access to counselling, not having access to independent support services, or not knowing where to access them are all really, really important things that, you know, I wanted to chip in and address a little bit. I'm really concerned that they don't really understand who we are. Having people on the stand to talk about us instead of people telling their stories is a problem because I don't think the Royal Commission really has the handle on who people are and where they're being abused and how they're being abused. So I really want to make sure that we can do whatever we can to make all those processes accessible.
Samantha Connor, disability advocate from Western Australia, ending that story from The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.